All right, what's going on, everybody? It's Tuesday. It's June 29th, 2020, and you're on the street with Ellie Rosa. Welcome. Welcome to the show. As I record this, I'm in between three active wildfires. The closest one is about, 30 kilometers away the last time I heard. Last time I heard, they're saying it's 30 kilometers away. That's what, 22 miles? For you vaccinated animals down there, you football cheese-eating fucks. But yeah, there's fires going on. I got some good news in the morning, and I got some bad news. Masks are off July 1st, Canada Day. Let's celebrate. Take the masks off. Light up some Chinese fireworks and have a grand old time with your friends or your loved ones, or both if you're lucky. But then a couple hours later, they're like, yeah, there's three fires from three different directions. It's coming this way. We don't know what we're doing. All right, thanks. There's always a yin and a yang, right? Always a yin and a yang. You know what I've been doing? I've been lying to my woman. I've been lying to my woman. Something I have 33 years almost of training to do. More realistically, like 10. But I have a lot of training in the art. So I'm telling her, you know, it's going to be okay. Don't worry about it. It's going the other way. That the wind is going northwest tonight. It's going to carry it. It'll wash it away. There's some sort of a stream. It's going to cut it off. Maybe a river. It'll turn into one because of the hole there. It's going to cut it off. It's going to cut it off like that. Whatever that Chinese movie is with all the cars exploding in midair. It's going to cut it off like that, right? With the water, we're going to be okay. I'm lying to her left and right, which proves to me my point exactly, where I've said this thousands of times to many, many men. You have to spend your 20s horsing around and lying to women. Lie as much as you can. Get some training for it. Get better at it. It's going to make you a better boyfriend and or husband. Got to be able to lie to your woman. When shit's going down, as a man, you're legally required. You got to keep it cool. You got to keep it cool. Don't fucking panic. Panic in the washroom. Later. Got a man cave? Panic there. Outside, pretend you're going out for a smoke. Maybe you're going out for a jog. Go to a park. Panic there. You can't panic in front of your woman. You can't cry in front of your woman. You can't panic in front of your woman. There's fires coming from three directions. The last thing you want to do is let out any emotion that may save your life in the future or prolong your life. Do not let out any emotion. Stay cool. Tell her it's going to be okay. Make up some sort of lie. Pretend you know a couple of science. And you know how fires start and how fires end. Pretend you don't know the fact that you can't fuck with Mother Nature. Mother Nature is undefeated. And when it comes to fires, hail anything. Anything with Mother Nature. Nobody knows nothing. It's like Bax. Gotta lie to your woman. You want to be a good husband? Want a good boyfriend later in your life? Spend your 20s just lying to women left and right about everything. Lying, very important. Denying, very important. You gotta learn how to just completely deny and stick to it. Stick to the denial. Don't ever fold. Even when they got videotape. Deny till you die. Okay? What's the third one? Third one, you gotta just pretend you forget. Just pretend you forgot. Say, oh, I agreed to that. I said yes. Just pretend. What? I don't remember that at all. Well, if you say so, but I specifically remember I wouldn't say something like that. That's why I never said it. I don't remember telling you that. Spend your 20s doing that. You gotta pretend. You got to learn how to pretend you don't know. You forgot about Tuesday. Just say, I said, here's what I use all the time. Listen, when I'm drinking, I'll say yes to anything. I won't remember. Use that one. It used to work for the internet, before they had access to information. You know, before then, they didn't have the time. And, you know, we had to walk and go get the newspaper before the internet. The women didn't do that. That's why they weren't informed. They didn't know how to take shit over. You know, if they read one article on Idi Amin in the newspaper, then maybe they would have gotten better jobs earlier than like 1998. That's the only reason. They were too lazy to go walk to the newspaper. And then the internet ruined it all. You know, for years, as a kid, even when you were like 7, your dad sent you to go get the newspaper. He sent you to get a pack of cigarettes and the newspaper. He was informed, and sadly, your mother wasn't. Your mother wasn't. Just didn't grab the newspaper. They just didn't want to walk. Maybe because it was dangerous outside. See, they were right. You were right. It was dangerous. You didn't have... You got mugged. Who knows what else could have happened? Maybe even worse. Maybe you went... Oh, God. Maybe you were in Vancouver. Good God, that place. The city of Vancouver. Oh, my God. I can't believe I'm saying this. Might be in worse shape than Toronto. Might be headed in a worse direction than Toronto. I can't believe I'm saying this. But I got to say, it's terrible. I went there. What was it? I was supposed to be 2 nights. I'm like, let's get the fuck out of here. 1 night is enough. I had enough. Is everybody on heroin? What is going on? It's 2-for-1 heroin? What the fuck is everybody? I went to Chinatown. I didn't see one Chinese person. Everybody was just on heroin, just laying around. Oh, boy. Just scars everywhere. Got the fucking Christopher Moltisanti scars on the arms. They were smart like him. He put it in his foot. He didn't have too many arm scars anymore. He's trying to hide it from Tony. Disgusting. The whole fucking place smells like piss. Am I biased? Maybe I went a different direction. You know, when I hung a right, it got a little better. But Jesus Christ, Chinatown was fucked up. Chinatown was like Amsterdam. Walking through all these zombies everywhere. The stores are closed, boarded up. Boarded up with everything they could find. Fucking tinfoil. Bottles, just so they could salvage something. Everything was closed. It was Friday at like 3 p.m. I thought it would be Chinese people everywhere just walking around with their hats, their umbrellas blocking themselves from the sun, those fancy sneakers that we don't know about yet. I thought it was going to... This is what I was told, and I hate to blame the white delegation. But the white delegation informed me that I'd be walking into Hongkoover, as they said. And they claim they made that up. I doubt it, but I took their word for it. I was expecting to walk into what they dubbed as Hongkoover. So can you blame me for expecting to see a lot of Asians? Of trying to avoid the sun for the most part. With all kinds of hats, umbrellas, they'll stand behind a tree until the sun's going away, then they'll go back to the shopping. That's the only time they'll stop working. They'll take a break only when the sun comes out, or else they're always working. Very hard working. But I gotta tell you, it was not Vancouver. It was fucking heroin town, man. It was Amsterdam. I saw more needles than Asians. Let's just say that. Stop blaming the Asians for everything. You could blame them for like 2-3 things, but they're blaming them on everything. Oh, there's too many of them. That's why the real estate price. Is that the only reason? Is it just the crazy rich Asians? You can't blame them for everything, all right? There's heroin everywhere. Can't blame the Asians for that. Who do we blame for that? You know, that's what the newspaper used to do. Which ethnic group are we going to blame this on? Good God, Vancouver, my ass. This is a good time to tell you about my good friends at 1QKushin.com. Go to the number 1, KYOKUSHIN. Go to the link in the description. They got shirts. All of these people, they love, you know, the fight fans. None of them are in heroin. At least I hope not. You'd see it. Wouldn't that hurt their arms when they're hitting? All those heroin scabs. Just fucking punching the other guy. Go to 1QKushin.com. Don't do heroin and karate at the same time. No, don't do heroin at all. Go to 1QKushin.com. KYOKUSHIN.com. Links in the description. He's got shirts. He's got a hoodie. Got gloves, all kinds of shit. You like fighting, you like training, you're trying to get back in shape after this fucking pandemic. I guarantee you put on a few. Everybody did. Get some gloves. Get in your bed. You don't need a fucking fancy gym membership. When I was in LA, I'd never seen so many people in shape but weak. Like, they looked fucking fantastic. But every third day, they had a fucking cold. And the cold, you'd think like they had COVID. The cold, the completely out of commission. They can't do shit. They can't even go, you know, the fucking do that with the fucking look with their dumbass lips for the fucking whatever they were selling. Lettuce. Look at one guy he's like, I'm doing a lettuce commercial. I'm like, lettuce. Lettuce doesn't need a commercial. Weak. Nothing more weak. Everything. The wind blew and I gotta go home. My shoulder hurts. I'm like, you have an 8-pack. You're 205. You're like 6'4", 205, 8-pack, shredded. His ears had muscles. But he was dead. He was basically dead. Sometimes he looked pale. He'd go on these weird diets where he wasn't eating a certain. Jesus Christ, I was so fucking out of it with all these fires. I was so out of it, so focused on this shit. I forgot to plug this fucking computer in. I don't know where it shut off, where it started recording. I will fucking try and fix it in editing for you guys. Still was able to keep it cool in front of my woman. Where the fuck, what the fuck was I talking about that goddamn lettuce-eating animal? That dude was 6'4". He was a fucking specimen. You told me he was a wide receiver and a model, I would have fucking believed it. But he was just doing lettuce commercials. He could have fucking started for the Rams. He's doing lettuce commercials. Every fucking 2 days, this guy was dead. They were weak motherfuckers. Real weak. But, made a lot of money. Made a lot of money. I wonder where he is now. I hope he's not in fucking Vancouver. Yeah, he probably is. He's probably on heroin. That's usually how it goes. One day you're doing a lettuce commercial. You're dancing around, jumping up and down, bouncing off the walls, making the casting director giggle. And you have sex with her later. And the next thing you know, you're in Chinatown. Apparently, Hong-Coover with a needle in your arm. That's how quickly it can all collapse. That's how quickly the dream of stardom can just collapse right in front of your face. And then you're got a needle in front of your face and you're putting it in your arm. And there's stuff coming out of your mouth. And your jeans look like they have three different semens on them. Blood. A little bit of motor oil. You haven't showered in months. But you have the privilege of living in the third most unaffordable city in the world, apparently. You know, all those stats about, oh, here's the most expensive home. Or here's the highest average price for homes. This city wins. San Francisco, Manhattan. Those are inaccurate. There's a lot of blood money down there. They make way more money than places like Toronto and Vancouver. There's like mid-level criminals in Toronto and Vancouver. The upper echelon of criminals and bloodthirsty pirates reside in the cities you know about. San Francisco, New York, Los Angeles, maybe Miami, a couple other animal cities in Florida, maybe another one in Missouri. Maybe they'll have a little base in Missouri just to get that demographic. People that eat reptiles. I don't know if they eat reptiles. I don't. Who the fuck am I to talk? I make fun of people and eating disgusting shit. You know what the fuck I had this weekend? I had a lamb head, a lamb tongue, lamb brain, lamb cheek, all in together with this a little bit of lemon juice and some bread. That's what I had. That's what I had. And I have the audacity to make fun of the good people of Missouri for eating. And they don't even do it. I don't know why I said that. I still had Florida on my mind. You don't say Florida out loud and forget about Florida for about 2 days. You think of all the Florida things, everyone you know from Florida. The biggest maniac I know is from Florida. And he's Iranian too, which, Jesus Christ, what a fucking shit show that is. Animals. The only person, would be like if it was a half Iranian, half Puerto Rican from the Bronx that grew up in Florida. That's the only way it will get any worse, any more danger to his family and children. That's the only way. But these people are fucking weak. I'm taking names. I'm writing down names. Every time something happens, I take down more names. I don't care what it is. Wildfires, COVID, Saddam Hussein, they're coming. I'm taking down the names of whoever fucking panicked. Or at least didn't have the decency to pretend. Don't panic in front of the public either. It's one thing. I'll even give someone a pass that maybe they can find in their woman. Maybe they're that type of dude. They need a shoulder and the woman provides that shoulder. That's fucking fine. You love her, she loves you, you guys pay your taxes, you salute the flag, it's okay. But don't go outside and fucking scare the old people. Don't go outside, you're jumping up and down with your... You're like, oh, what am I going to do with my dog? Nobody cares about your dog. They're worried about their house. More important. All right? They don't care. They might love dogs. They don't mean they're Michael Vick. They might love them, but their house is more important. They'll sacrifice the dog for the house, 100%. I'm speaking for me. Me personally, right there. But don't pay. Go cry. Use your woman. Use her. Use her as a shoulder to cry. Don't come outside in public and worry the old people. I can't do it. The old people that call in, I don't like the phone. That's half the reason I'm trying to keep everybody cool. Don't panic. Everybody keep their shirts on. All right? Just watch the TV. Just put something in front of them. I give them access to apps so they can live stream it so they stop bothering me. Just put it on. Don't panic. Things are going to be okay. We'll hose down the yard. I'll be out there with a fucking hose. I don't give a shit. 2 a.m. You see me out there eating cucumbers and holding a garden hose waiting for the fire to come. I don't give a fuck. No panicking. Especially for everybody in your life. You got to just, I get it. Some people, they want to cry in front of them. Don't cry. But if you do, at least hide in the shirt. It's bad. It's bad. I can't do it. I got to lie. That's my way. I'm a bigger coward than them, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. I will make fun of a man for crying. That's what men do. Sorry. That's just the way it is. If a man cries in front of you, you don't make fun of him right away. A couple of days later, like, hey, dude, remember when you were crying? You got to bring it up. How am I going to not bring it up? I got to tell my friend. Break his balls a little bit. That's what friends do. But, what the fuck was I talking? My solution to everything is, all right, let's have a drink. Let's smoke something. Worst case, we'll die having a good time. That's my solution. I'm a fucking coward, as I was saying. I'll make fun of the guy for crying a couple days later, break his balls a little bit, but I know when I look in the mirror, I'm a bigger coward. That guy has the gentleman in him, the maturity to let out his emotions in a proper manner. I don't. I'm a fucking coward. I run. That's what I do. I run. I either run or look the other way, or pretend I don't see, pretend I don't speak English. That's the type of person I am. I'm a coward. I'll admit it today, June 29th, as the fire's coming away. I can feel the heat. I'll admit it right now. I'll panic. If I don't run away, I start lying. That's my solution. And it might be the right solution. Maybe I'll live longer. You know? Just having a good time and lying. I'll be honest. If we gotta like evacuate and shit, I'm not gonna lie and like leave her here. I'll lie until it gets really serious. I'll lie until, you know, gotta pack up the car. What are you gonna grab? You gotta grab a fucking They tell you to grab important documents. Who gives a shit if shit burns? I want my important documents to burn. I got a lot of shit I'm hiding. I got locked up away in weird compartments. If God forbid, fire were to come to my house, I would hope it would. If you're listening, Mother Nature, and I know you're a listener, because you're an animal. What are you doing? Can't give us a fucking break. For like 30 minutes, I was happy that we're taking the masks off, and then you throw this at me. Almost wish, like, I want to start coughing now. So some lab-made shit instead of some forest shit. God, that Stephen Colbert is a goddamn coward. Oh, God. What happened? Oh, man. Everybody doing a 180. Everybody's breaking my heart. Everybody I love either ends up dying, or even worse, living to the point where I wish they were dead. Terrible what happened to Stephen Colbert. He's just sold out completely. You make me sick. You make me fucking sick. I want to fucking throw up. I used to watch you as a kid. Late at night. I didn't go to sleep. I didn't go to sleep till like 2 a.m. because I was watching All My Heroes. Can you even call them heroes? I guess you can. At a time when you're a kid, those are your heroes. You know, then you become a fucking adult. A couple of wildfires, and you become an adult. I already went fucking through this. Maybe that's why I'm not. I don't even need to lie. I already went through this in California. I fucking drove in. There was a very famous viral video that Rogan reposted, and like 5 million people watched it. It was a car going through. He was going south on the 405 towards Westwood, Bel Air on the left. And it looked like the gates of hell. One hill was on fire, the other hill was on fire, and it was fucking blazing red. And it was early in the morning where the sun hadn't really risen, so it looked even worse. The red illuminated, it looked like the gates of hell. I was there that day. I probably went through that fucking hole 30 minutes after that dude that took the video. That was fucking scary. Right now, I can just see smoke. It's fine. What's the big deal? Smoke. I mean, I also have a little bit of guilt. I don't know what is there a word for this kind of guilt? I know there's Catholic guilt. Is there fucking hairy Iranian guilt? I don't know. But how the fuck am I supposed to panic? Like, what am I going to complain about a couple of fires or having to wear a goddamn mask? The inconveniences of a mask when my parents went through fucking Saddam Hussein? I'm in the fucking... Look at me. There's a little bit of smoke outside. I'm in a basement yelling into a microphone saying the dumbest shit. All right? My parents had nothing. I got fucking TSN. I'm watching the Euros. I'm live streaming Euros. What the fuck do we got? We can't complain. I know it's been a rough time. I know people are cooped up, but if there was ever a time to be cooped up, it's now. We got all kinds. Oh my God. The amount of free porn out there. No, don't do it. Don't do it. That's not good. Don't do that. That shit fucks you up. Don't do that. It's as bad as heroin. I will go as far as saying it. That's not hyperbole. A lot of stuff is as bad as heroin. Gambling and the porn, bad as heroin, in my opinion. And I think I'm right. I think I'm right because I read a couple of articles. That's right. I read a couple of articles. No, I didn't read the whole article. What the fuck? By the third paragraph, you kind of get the gist of it. So where the fuck are you going to go any over that? God. We've been cooped up. Is there just booze it up. That's all I can recommend. You know, I'm not saying don't do anything fun. You know, I'm, I'm turning into an old man. I'm literally fucking making fun of, every day I make fun of today's music and I'm worried about my lawn. But the modern version, I'm not telling anyone to get off my lawn. I'm looking into getting a fake fucking lawn. I know I'm wagging the old man finger and shit, telling you, you know, don't do heroin. I know I'm ruining the party. You want to do heroin? Hey, if I was fucking 22 right now, I would want to do heroin too. If I saw the state of whatever fucking dating is right now for you guys, I would be on heroin too. You're there, you're fucking swiping. It's terrible. I was there not too long ago. Don't forget. Don't forget. Late bloomer. Late to sign. No, there was no sign, but you know what I mean. Late to stop lying. I was lying all through my 20s and first 2 years of the 30s. No, first year. Just the first year. I stopped. But I get it. I understand. I get it. It's hard. When I tell you not to do heroin, it's hard for you to listen. I get the itch. I would, if I put myself in your shoes, I would have the itch. I would 100% have the itch if I was fucking 22. Oh my God. If I was 22, I'm at the prime. I'm at the fucking prime. I got a baguette in my shorts. I fucking snap my fingers, baguette in my shorts at all times. I could booze it up, wake up. Not even sleep. 3 days straight. 3 days straight of baguette and boozing it up. If I had that kind of energy at 22 and they're telling me to coop up, get inside. Oh boy, you'd see me. You'd see me in Chinatown. You would see me in Chinatown where apparently there's no Chinese people. I will never get over that. I don't know why that fucking bothered me so much. God, what would it be like? If you're 22 in Vancouver and they had it all shut down, what the fuck were you guys doing? No wonder there's a heroin epidemic. Is there a direct... Am I going to fucking say that? Is there a direct... Oh, man, I would kill somebody. You're just at home. You're just swiping. Oh, it's terrible. You're just at home. You're swiping. They're not letting you outside. You can't even go meet these women. And some of these women, it looks like they're just there for some attention. And I know on the flip side, I've talked to my female friends. They say the same shit goes on the other side too, and I agree. Both are doing it. Just fucking endless chit-chat, wasting everybody's time. You know, God, this is bad. This is bad. Yeah, hey, you racist people out there, you talking about too many immigrants here. Get your shit fixed. Stop going on the phone, swiping, have some babies, I don't know. Do something. I'm not doing it. You do it. You complaining about Chinese people coming over, taking care of your city? You know? Oh, we need to... I saw a sign in Vancouver. It said, we need to take our country back. I was like, oh, we just saw this episode. We just saw this one. A couple of weeks ago. A few months ago, there was an episode. His exact words. Go have some bait. Get off the fucking heroin. All right? Is this bad advice? Get off the heroin. Start making some babies. And take back your country that way. What are you going to... You have a fucking sign in front of the harbor. One of the most expensive areas to live in. You probably live in that fucking 4,000 square foot house. That's 3 million. And you made up a sign that says we need to take back our country. I didn't see any heroin mark. This woman was immaculate. Nails all done. I could tell. I could tell who's got money. The teeth. You look at the teeth. You want to know who's got money at the protest? You see somebody holding up a sign. You think they're actually a mole for the other side. That bitch probably fucking... The family makes money off fentanyl or something. You look at the hands. You want to tell someone's got money? They're in the wrong place. You look at her hands and her teeth. Hands and teeth. Rich people, they got the worst teeth. They'll go fucking fix it. They'll get the fakest teeth. Look at Obama's teeth. You think he was born like that? Look at Trump's. Everything about him sucks. His teeth looks good. He bought it. That's all it is. Look at the teeth. Look at the hands. You can see it. Were they a working person? Perfectly manicured. Like any like just middle class woman that will wash something doesn't have a maid, isn't going to go do that constantly. They got shit to do. They got to take care of business. They got some gardening to do. They're not going to waste money doing that. They're going to keep it nice and clean so they can continue to do their garden, plant vegetables and all kinds of shit women do these days. Proper shit. Start trying to stay out of fucking trouble. This woman had immaculate hands. Her hands look better than that lettuce commercial guy. I totally forget what his name is. I hung out with this guy for over 3 days on the job. 3 days we were friends. For 3 days on set, we were good buddies. I learned all about him. I learned all about him. Incidentally, his brother was... No, his brother wasn't on heroin. That's terrible. Is this a heroin episode? Can't end that shit on heroin. But there's three fires. There's three fires coming. And what the fuck am I going to complain about? I'm here. I'm talking some shit. There's better men out there fighting it. Seriously, these guys are fucking beasts. They're fighting it. They're up on the helicopters. I keep looking up like I'm Henry Hill. I'm the fucking degenerate heroin addict down on the fucking floor looking up at these real men. These fucking beasts trying to kill the fire. Good night.